Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. You blessed? Amen. You know, praise and worship is a mighty force. It get us in God's presence, but it also get God in our presence. When there's praise and worship, he must come. He say he would come, you know. They that worship him in spirit and truth. You know, as I like to go about 25 or 30 minutes just praising and worshiping. See, that's what we've been doing, right? And we do need the Holy Spirit, don't we? My God in heaven. No matter how much we preach or teach, you can't exhaust God's word. There's always more. Say that. There's always more. There's more for us to have. God's word is pregnant. God's word, listen to me now. Don't miss it. God's word is pregnant with satisfaction. His word can satisfy any case. Don't care how far it's gone. Don't care who in it. If they trust his word, he can satisfy that case. God's word is full of satisfaction. My God, and I praise him tonight for that. I've been teaching his word for 42 years. And it looked like it was yesterday. I get hungrier and hungrier by the day. Want more of him and more of his word. And to carry out his will better. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. See, the first part is not what you can get. The first part is what you're willing to put out. Get on the right end and everything will work out. Don't miss this now. Get on the right end and everything will work out. The right end is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and the other end, that take care of itself. He said all these things, what? Be added to you. But you can't get on that end trying to get things added to you. No, seek him first. Yes, sir. Seek him first. Got it. Seek him first. That's been a secret of mine. Yeah, the Bible do say ask, and it shall be given. But there's a time that you're not asking God for nothing but him. When you learn that lesson, say, Father, I didn't come to ask for nothing today. I just come to be with you. He'll say, what you say? I said, I didn't come to ask for nothing. I just come to be with you. I want to praise you today. I want to thank you for Jesus. Give him that gift. I want to thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. I just want to thank you. Gratitude is a magnet. Gratitude is a magnet. You ain't getting it. Gratitude is a magnet in the spirit world. When you begin to give thanks, stuff starts showing up. You don't think God know what you need? You don't think God know what you want? He knows. But you got to praise him. And none of us must never become a beggar. You heard me? You must never. God don't want that. You see, that man was begging at that rich man's table. It didn't please God. No, God will give you a breakthrough if you praise him. If you just praise him, if you praise him, I receive it. I receive it. That's a $3,000 check. He said he was supposed to hand that to me personally. I receive it. Hey, all right. All right, it's $1,000 here. The money keep on coming. Who you connect with, that's how you roll. Y'all better get a hold of this. What happened to the person that you connected to will eventually happen to you. Are you hearing this? My, my.
Having magnified encounters with the present day minister to the Holy Ghost will magnify God. Let's pray about that a moment. Magnifies encounters. So Mansa. Thank you, Lord. Give us magnified encounters with the Holy Ghost. Present day minister of the Holy Ghost. Etorolo Baba Satata. Kotere de Kosatata. Thank you, Lord. Shetele Bru Baba. Ura Baba Baba Sakuru. Reach out in the spirit world. Shatako Shikete. Roman Sikitele Mangre Se. Ekanele Ba. Yuke Shike Ba. Buru Ba. Ombre Diri Doro Koshike. Oh, Roshaka, Shatiri Mongra, Tadidididi, Uroba Baba Shiki, Titi, Uraba Bashaka, Tata, Hoshi. In Jesus' name. Amen. I remember when I first introduced to the Holy Ghost, there was a little girl here, and we were having prayer meeting, and she passed by a grown man who wasn't praying. And she said to him, you better get them lips to moving. And I said it to everybody here tonight because these seals are apostolic seals, yes, are for a reason. Yes, sir. Listen very carefully. The more connection you have, the less correction you will need, because your direction will always be laid out for you. Let's pray about that. Let me connect better, Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. The minister to your people. Fresh. Halalabasha Kataraba. Oh my. Oh my. Halalabashuka. In Jesus' name. Amen. The time has come for you to know how to flow in the rivers of revelation and get your rhema in every situation. Lift those hands and begin to pray about that. You're going to have fresh revelation. May the revelation flow like a river. Every time you need it, you get a rhema word, a live word, a soul of the spirit word. Shakata takoshidi. You will not return home the same way you came. Shatakara tokoba. God got your word cut out for you. There's a word for every situation. Rivers of revelation. Roshikata. Torabasha. Krora mama masa. Edro de. Dere boroba ta 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 ta. Gorobasa ta ta ta. Guramarasa ta ta. In Jesus' name, amen. The reality of your redemption by the blood of Jesus will mark you so clearly, the angels will always know where you are standing and keep coming to your rescue daily. Lift your hand and begin to pray. Rabashakata, the reality of your redemption. Marked by the blood of Jesus. I'm marked. Wherever I stand, I'm marked. I'm marked with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Rabba Shatata. Toroko Shidi. Robaba Shatata. Rabba Shakata. Yere Broba Shatata. Rabba Kasata. Roko Shidi. Torokose, Chetika, Torokose, Urababa, Sata, Tata, Tata, In Jesus' name, we pray. We have prayed. Amen. You may be seated. I was reminded while we were praying by the Holy Ghost that the blood is not on the pulse anymore. The blood is on every person that have went through the transition of redemption. So everywhere you go, the blood with you. You're marked. Yeah, you're marked. Now we begin to say to you, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot see, you cannot hear, and you cannot understand. And therefore, when that happened, you cannot do. We was talking for a few minutes. I'm halt between two opinions because there's something that I want to ride piggyback on some things these boys have said this week. And God showed me something in a flash. He showed me something. And when you talk about the apostolic, you talk about we behind because we're behind in government. I talked about the Robert rule of order, which is secular, which have detailed functioning. It even got a motion can stop a motion. But the rule of engagement for encounters with the Holy Spirit and the things of God is different. See? There must be one thing, revelation. You must be exposed to the other world. We all know there's another realm. And when you're in that realm, you're undefeatable. Well, turn to Acts chapter 3. Because we're trying to make known to the body of Christ divine order, why some are not in place like they should be is because they have not been taught about government properly. And you say, why y'all just hopping on government? Well, that's where we're losing out at. Once you get in alignment properly in ranks in the spirit, things are going to start happening you never happened to you before. So there's this lamb man. These boys just got filled with the Holy Ghost and power and prayed in the Holy Ghost, and they're bold now. And they're on their way to prayer. They go to prayer. I'm not going to deal with the whole story because it's just something that God brought up that I see vividly that maybe the Holy Spirit will adjust our spirit to it tonight. It'll knock you off your feet, what I'm about to show you, because it's a form of authority, it's a form of power, it's a form of dominion you need to know you're carrying. You always need to know you're carrying authority, you're carrying power and dominion in the spirit world, and it can manifest and demonstrate and create in the natural world. Are you following me? On a situation that have come up. It don't pay to be too modest when you need to be bold. God is calling you to boldness, not arrogance. See, true boldness is mixed with grace. Are you following me? True boldness is mixed with love. Jesus called it compassion. Say he will move with compassion. Every time he was moved with compassion, something supernatural happened. Because love is a supernatural mode. Love make faith work, make hope work. Love let out all the fruits of the Spirit. Goodness, meekness, temper, all come out of love. Love is a powerful thing. But love is not weak. Love is strong. Grace is not weak. Grace is strong when it's connected properly. Now here in Acts chapter 3, they got this lame man. Church folks been passing him all day long. The Holy Spirit is going to have to help you see this. In Acts chapter 3, verse 4. We've been working on this all the week. Uh-huh. And Peter fastened his, on the land man, his eyes upon him with John. You see what he said?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Come on.
Us must have known that us have something.
Yeah. Come on, Dad. Come on. Yes, sir.
And us need to know. We have something that sickness and disease and the enemy can't handle. You know, even under the shadow of Peter, people got healed, and you know, he knew what he was carrying. You have to know what you're carrying. Notice he said, and you know, they'll say you're out of order. He said, look on us. Not look on God. You have to know you're a God carrier.
Yeah. Come on.
You have to know what God can do. He have given you permission to do it on his behalf.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
When they stoned Stephen, they said his face looked like an angel.
Yeah.
Bible said they couldn't resist the power of the Spirit by what he spake.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, government gonna take us back to the book of Acts so we can finish this thing.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna have men and women in the body of Christ doing exploits.
Yes.
Preachers gonna be strong.
Yes.
When they hit the pulpit, you're going to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. You have to know who you are. And you have to know whose you are. And so he said, look on us. And it's just up. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Now, you know, Peter told him, so now silver and gold I have, I none such as I have, I'll give it to thee. I see this man expectation a little different, because people who know how to flow look different than church people. They talk different. They act different. They almost, if you're not in the spirit, they'll seem arrogant. But you just know who they are. They know divine backup. They know they're carrying a supernatural substance on the inside of them. The indwelling spirit is in me for production. And see, Peter them know that. And then so notice, and it's just a little, I've got to get my lesson in a few minutes. But then the sixth verse said, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. You got to always remember you got something. Beyond lameness and blindness and trouble, you can get know that you can get people delivered.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, you got deliverance on the inside of you. And he knew that the power of praying in tongues, just been baptized with the Holy Ghost. People who got something talk forceful. The word don't be tripping when it comes out. It be,
yeah.
I believe that's the way the master talked.
Yeah.
And when he talked, his word had, yeah, the Bible say he had, as we spoke, word had weight.
Yeah.
And he spoke with power.
Yeah.
And authority.
Yeah.
And that's what he expects for us to do.
Yeah.
But being unhitched, and I almost said being unhitched and walking the ditch, but I ain't going to say that. Being in Christ is not just having a good time. We have an assignment to win men into the kingdom and then show them how to walk. We who have been in church, we are examples. We should have a walk of being an example. How connection with God work. Let me talk to you a little while now. See, so there's a rule of engagement. One of them is expectation. And then Peter took him by the hand, told him, rise up and walk. What an authority. But he knew he had divine backup. Sometimes we act like we don't have no backup. Oh, we pray a little Sweetwater prayer. You ever had Sweetwater? That's when we couldn't get Kool-Aid. Boy, when we got color in that water, I said, whoa, we're going out of town now. Got some stuff in a little packet. It was Kool-Aid. I'd never seen that before. We used to drink sweet water. Well, you know what sweet water is? Water with sugar in it. You got to get rid of your sweet water mentality in the spirit and know you got what it takes. You got the stuff. No, not the person next to you. You got it. Say, I got it. Next time somebody tell you a problem, listen to the Holy Ghost. He'll give you a word for them. And you know the story of the man. Peter told him the man walking. They give Peter credit. Peter said, wait a minute, hold up here. It's not by my holiness, in the name of Jesus. But we got the same name. Are you following me? Now, let me take you through. Go back to John 16 again. I want to emphasize the 12th verse shouldn't be talking to you. Let's go back. And I'm going to try to pick them. I got this night, and I have so much to say. I'm going to talk to the Holy Ghost here tonight, and I'm going to close up. Boy, it's good when a preacher know the Holy Ghost is going to hit, huh? Yes, sir. Holy Ghost my friend, man. Yes. He ain't going to let me pray, study, and don't show up. Definitely. I expect the miraculous tonight. I expect that lady arm to get healed right in this service and put it out that sling and swing it in there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And when she swing her arm, I expect 15 more arms to be healed. Anybody with arm problem will get healed in this house tonight. Anyway, muscle, nerve, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's been a wreck and you couldn't hold it right. Tonight is arm night. Since he won't try that in his meeting, we're going to defy him. Somebody being healed right now. Check your arm out. If you had a problem with your arm, check it out. And catch one of the mushers and tell them, I got something. Just because he don't come around here clowning, we have authority. John 16. Let's go back to John 16 for a minute. How many of y'all expecting? Do not expect regular church tonight. I trust the Holy Ghost to do something up in here out of the ordinary. I sense his presence. If you would agree, if we can get the glory rolling, all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do. Glory. I tell you, don't take me long to get in the spirit. Ooh, don't take no 20 minutes. I can't be in the spirit. I told you, if the spirit don't move me, I move him. That's how we roll. somebody's leg being healed right now. Holy Ghost, I'm going to do something on you tonight, boy. Somebody legs, so we got an arm, leg. Arm and leg. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you a secret here. You have nothing to lose when you trust the Holy Ghost. Have to learn how to make the Holy Ghost responsible for your ministry. By yielding to him and cooperating with him just like he wants you to yield, just like he wants you to corrupt, then he's responsible for your ministry to have action. Now, prophetically, Jesus is speaking here. I told you, he's speaking prophetically about a day that is coming, but the day has come. All right? So whatever was going to happen when this happened can happen now. So here the 12th verse said, I've yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. That's John 16:12. Let me go into this. Dr. Favre went into it, I think. Dr. Dan went into it some. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide. We saw he was a guide. You into all truth, for he should not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Now, I got to dealing with the three shows. I heard a story my spiritual father told about this little woman walking, and everybody was storm or hurricane come up. She was going the other way. And they stopped and asked her, where you going? She said, I'm going to the show. Yeah. He said, where you going? She said, I'm going to the show. And it come down, she was talking about he made a show of them openly. Yeah. And triumph over them in it. You know, in Colossians over there. Yeah. Yeah, every time we go to church, we all be going to the show. Because the cross of Christ still holds more power than anything exists. Technology don't stand a chance with the power of the cross. He who knows the power of the cross is more powerful than a man know the whole structure of a computer. The computer can't do nothing but what you put in it. But the power of the cross can make something for you that do not exist. Notice at the end of this 13th verse, I have a few more, I got a good many things I got to say tonight. Look at the end of the 13th verse. He says, and he will show you things to come. Good God Almighty. Things to come. He will show you ahead of time what's up the road. He'll give you a word of wisdom, a supernatural manifestation of the Holy Ghost of something that hasn't happened yet, but you know it already. Then the spirit of discerning. These are listed that where the word the Apostle Paul said, the Lord don't want you ignorant. He's given you weapons to work with. Nothing can slip up on you. See? Show you things to come. Lord, show me things to come. so I can be pre-prepared how to deal with it, how to receive it, how to resist it. See, it's both negative and positive, good and bad. There's something up the road might not be right. The Lord said, bind that right now. It's going to happen in November. Bind it right now. Bind it in July. I tell you what, you'll never marry the wrong person. I wasn't lucky to get Carolyn. The Lord told me she was my wife. So I put some of my ignorance down and got in my car and left the ignorance at the barbershop where I was cutting hair and went on out there and told her what the Lord told me. Her mother wasn't really convinced. Because my brother had a bad reputation and he taught me how to do it. Running the street, that's what it was. You want to know, you know the thing, you run in the street. So everybody say, things to come. From this day forward, nothing will slip up on you. Because I got somebody in me know what's going to happen ahead. He'll show me things to come. No more worrying about what's going to happen next month, what's going to happen 6 months from now. The Holy Ghost is going to show me what's to come. Then he's going to give me a remedy to deal with it. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me yell out amen. Let me yell out amen. Clap your hand, you children. That's good news. Nothing will slip up on me again. Then he said the next part, I want you to see this. He shall glorify me, in verse 14, for he shall receive of mine, oh my goodness, and show it unto you. That's another show. Three shows there. Three shows. Turn the screen on. Three shows. Turn the knob. Three shows. Going on at all the time. Three movies from heaven. They're on all the time. They're on all the time. I'm stuck there. They're on all the time. Those three dimensions of seeing things. Tonight you must know you're a seer. Whoever the Spirit of God lives in, they are seers. They can see things natural folks can't see. They can know things that natural folk can't know. They can do things that natural folk can't do. You imagine the Holy Ghost in the process of glorifying Jesus? For he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Whatever Jesus would do in a given situation, you have the right to know it. God dog, y'all robbed me tonight, man. God dog, man. See, what he said to receive a mind. He'll receive the revelation for the situation and show it to you. You don't have to be excited about it. I know. I'm going to get in mind whether you be excited or not. I know this good stuff, man. Man, we got three movies playing at one time. You can change the channel when you get ready. You know, we go around here at what Jesus would do. You come up with that real strong. You just change channel in the spirit. And he'll show you exactly what he's doing. And then the 15th verse says, all things that the Father, oh my God, has of mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine. Now he's going to show everything that God had. Now, how can a person be busted and can't be trusted and hustling if they have that type of thing on the inside of them? Now, when we talk about the rule of engagement in encounters with the Holy Ghost, a magnified encounter with the present day ministry of Jesus, there are three or four things I got to talk to you about. Boundaries. Or boundaries. A point or limit that indicates where two things become different. Or unofficial rules about what should be not be done according to defined acceptable behavior. You just can't run wild. There are limits to what you can do. And you have to take your life, put your life in charge in the Lord's hand. I'm not gonna do that. It's out of my boundaries. I can't, this won't praise God. You see? And you got to have that. Then accurate protocol. If you want the Holy Ghost to use accurate protocol, a system of rules that explain the correct conduct and procedures to be followed in a situation. That's a protocol. That's a protocol that the church must come to, but she can't come to it because the rules of engagement are limited by understanding. How in these service we have so much order? I ain't gonna put up with nothing else. Why are people not jumping off and talking in tongues? Yeah, when it's not right. They're not gonna do it in here. They're scared to do it. Because they know I'm kind of goofy. They don't know what I'm gonna do. And how wonderful it is you can sit here. And no, nobody going to act a jack. Are they going to get jacked up? Yeah. Try them if you want. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Those spirits knows when the real spirit is in charge. Yeah. And I'm not talking about my spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yes, sir. You've been in meetings. Things go all kind of ways. A man joined this church because I said that his wife can go to the bathroom without any whole mess with her. Because if I catch him, I'm going to break his leg. And I will catch him. We need holiness. We need, for the Holy Ghost to work, we need to be clean. Accurate protocol. Parameters. A rule of limit that control what something is and how something should be done. We got to have that. And then we studied about a lounge, a union or association formed by mutual benefit, especially between countries or organizations. But you got to have an allowance. You got to have honorable men, honorable women, in order for the Holy Ghost to be able to move like he want to move. I want the Holy Ghost to move in the morning, at noon time and at night. I want him moving when I'm sleeping. I want him over my bed and around my bed. I want when I'm driving my car, I want the Holy Ghost to be in charge. You see what I'm saying? And the Holy Ghost will help you. Say, help me, Holy Ghost. I want to go back to some things that I started out, we talked about the supply of the Spirit and talked about training. We talked about Jesus was a master trainer and that Paul also was a trainer. Turn to Galatians chapter 3. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Let's talk about that for a few minutes. All these supernatural functioning or activated by the power of the Holy Ghost. No miracle that Jesus performed was without the power of the Holy Ghost. Right. Now put your finger there in Galatians 3. I'm going to show you. Put your finger there in Galatians 3. Go to Acts 10:38. Let's mark this. That's why Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter. Because he knew what he was working with. Or who he was working with, or who was working with him. How God anointed, see, Jesus was anointed. Jesus of Nazareth with what? And what else? After that, what happened? And he and some of the people he met up. All. And notice that great revelation. They were oppressed of the devil. They said, for God was with him. God with us in the Holy Ghost. Jesus needed the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. Luke 4:18, he tell you how he was healing the brokenhearted. It was by the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Now, no miracle that Jesus performed was without the power of the Holy Ghost. If you look in Galatians 3 now, and I want to go from verse 1 because of Hosea 4:8 and Isaiah 5:13. The captivity and the ignorance. Even in 1 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul began to tell about the gifts of the Spirit. He said, I will not have you ignorant, brethren. And when divine order is not in place, there's a certain amount of ignorance in a church. And when Satan finds ignorance, when Satan finds people who are rebellious and want to run their own show and won't accept God's way, he has a fanatic. And that's why we are here, Kosalaneshkit, to bring you into divine order. So we have to emphasize and reemphasize until we get a foundation built under you that you can walk in power. And we're not just around here slinging words and slinging principles and slinging patterns. No, no. That's a divine substance in the air to control demon power. If you listen, if you're listening, you'll never lose another battle. It may seem like you're losing, but you know better. Leave this camp meeting as a warrior. My life will never be the same again. I've been touched by a power that is greater than me. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Notice the apostle. The apostle, that he said that God built it on the apostle, the prophet, and Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. Why would he say that? Jesus Christ, see, he's the chief apostle. But God had this divine order, apostle and prophet. You see, that's what he built it on. He built a church on. Now, you always got somebody, you know, won't be some hero, and won't usurp authority that wasn't given to him. You know, you got false apostles, false prophets, false pastors, false teachers, false evangelists. You're going to have that, but you need to discern. That's what discerning about. Yeah. Now, notice here. Come on, sit down, man. I'm going to close out. I'm going to just drop. See, I know this right. And I know how powerful you are. And I'm trying to pull a rein on that authority and power in you. So you can stop praying for needs. Yes. and take authority. And with great power and great grace, step in your place of dominion. I had a surge there, boy. I had a hit there. Every now and then, I like to have a little hit, you know. I had one just there, boy. You here? Glory. Look on us. Tell the person next to you, look on me.
Look on me.
I got something.
I'm somebody.
In Christ. Just sitting by me, you about to get blessed. You have to know that. See, you have to know that. I'm trying to put something in you. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to substantiate something I'm preaching. I'm about to close. I'm about to close, yeah. Just standing up by me, you're about to get blessed. What boy, it's going to blow you, but you got to hear it. Yes, tell the person next to you, I'm full of blessing.
I'm full of blessing.
Whoa! I'm going to see how far y'all can go. I'm going to see when y'all jump off. I'm going to take you a little further. When you're looking at me, you see Jesus. See how far you can go. How far you can handle it. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Here's another one for you. The supernatural lives on the inside of me. And it may come out any moment. To do damage to the kingdom of darkness. I'm assigned by God
to have signs,
wonders, and miracles working in my life. I won't settle for less. I heard something. You want it? You want what I heard? Huh?
Yeah.
All my breakthroughs come through tonight. I'm not waiting. I'm receiving now. I'm not waiting. I'm receiving now. All my breakthroughs come through tonight. Listen what the Spirit is saying. See, can you go there? See, can you go there? Because sometimes people belittle themselves. See, can you go there? Let me say it first. I want you to hear it, then you can say it if you believe it. I'm ready to ride the glory cloud.
I'm ready to ride the glory cloud.
Glory after glory after glory.
Glory after glory.
after glory shall be in my life. Glory, 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 after glory, 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 glory. That's right. Pump it, pump it. Now watch this. Hold on. Watch this now. Watch it. And the glory is here. Hallelujah. Satan, you better drop your pipe and run. You was up to something, but it's not going to work here. Why? Because the glory here. The Holy Ghost is here. I'm here. You can't feel that, I don't believe you saved. you don't feel nothing. it's rolling in. I'm just going to teach a little more. I mean, 13 minutes, more 13 minutes. I'm not going to teach no more. You know, once you get the glory rolling. See, when the glory rolling, the story rolling with it. Who is I am? The God that we serve is able to deliver me. I thought we threw in three. Never alone. Tied up. Three of them, you know, they're tied up. We bond them. But the man said, I see four. Walking in the fire. Not burned and loose. Peter in jail. The angel go in jail. See, the angel don't need a key. He just appeared, shook Peter, woke him up. Put your clothes on. We're about to leave here. See, y'all think them little doors with the eyes on it, and we go to this apartment store and the door open because they got a little camera up there? That ain't nothing new. Peter got to that door, the iron gauge. Your world is greater than this world. It's nothing they can invent that is greater than the glory world. When you say you're a Christian and a real Christian, boy, you somebody. You don't have to be perfect. Just be willing. He gonna help you. He gonna help you. Me with my imperfect self preach around the world. My name is a household name. I'm not perfect, but he know I love him. I would flunk an English class right now. They'd probably get me with a comma. What a comma for? I don't know. But yet I preach in Madison Square Garden. I preach in the largest camp that exists in the world today. I preach to 20,000 people at one time. Got to be him. Let me tell you what I see. I see your day is getting brighter. Let's get me now, because I'm going to say what? I see your joy rising. You're going to be laughing sometime. You don't know what you're laughing about. Just laugh. I call for the spirit of joy on this house right now. demand the spirit of heaviness to move out of this house and the spirit of joy. Come on, everybody, under the sound of my voice, you will be more joyful than you ever been in your life. Want me to show you how to stay in joy? Want me to show you how to stay in joy? I just put it on you now. I want to show you how to stay in it. Everything that comes alienating your joy, just say that's a silly thing. That ain't gonna happen. I got my joy. Now, one thing Paul dealt with ignorant people. He said, I don't want you ignorant. I built this church. I'm your apostle. I want you to do like I told you to do it. Don't get set in a trap. So I just read this and I'm going to close. My goodness. Oh, you feel like doing something different. Just something different. Just do something different, man. I don't have to be in order naturally. Sometimes when you get out of order naturally, that's when you get in order in the spirit. I don't have no faith to say it. I won't shout right now and give him praise. God been good to me. I want to glorify him. I don't have to be in order. I don't have to be right. I don't have to be normal. Y'all go ahead and pray at God in different ways up here. Shout, dance, lift your hand, run, pray. Go ahead and pray to him. You deserve to be praised. Be praised up in here. Praise him for joy. Joy right now. This is the morning. Joy, 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 joy. Be joyous. Be joyous. Be joyous. Be joyous. Don't shout praise him. Come on, where y'all at? Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. That's joy wild. That's enough preaching tonight. The joy of the Lord is enough. Sometimes, you know, preachers, y'all think y'all had to preach the whole Bible. You got to preach a whole outline, 15 points. You might have been through at the third point. You see what up in here? You sense man wasn't in here? That's the glory of God. I can't out-preach the glory of God. I have to yield to it. Go ahead and shout again. You got to yield to it. Yield to it. You got to heal to the glory. When the glory comes. When the glory comes. When the glory comes. You got to heal to it. You got to heal. Don't stand there like nothing happened. Move something. You got to heal to the glory of God. Am I quiet? What y'all doing? Come on here. Glory! Tell the person next to you haven't healed enough. We're going to try this one more time. I told you dance, shout, run, whatever you want to do. 1, 2, 3, yield! Yield! Yield!
Yield!
Yield to the glory! Yield to the glory! The glory is here! Yeah, to the glory. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Yeah, to the glory. Yeah, to the glory. I tell you. saying, listen, listen, listen. This is what I heard. This is what I heard. God got something for you. Yield to him. He got something he's been trying to get to you. If you yield, you'll get it tonight. Yield!